Dearest of friends, I request the pleasure of your company for an intimate dinner on the evening of July 10th, 1893. I fear that without the favor of your presence, any such gathering will be but a pale shadow of its potential. I assure you that you will find the night to be most magical. I will brook no refusals. Come alone. Tell no one. With deepest affection and eager intent, Dr. Tenebris. Please accept my sincerest apologies for making you wait. I was unavoidably detained by a patient. She is most demanding, but her condition is precarious. No, I'm sure that she will be no trouble for the rest of the evening. Please, allow me to serve you some claret. I've let all but one of my servants go for the evening. For the sake of your privacy and anonymity, of course, I feel no shame to be here with you, but I cannot protect you from the approbation of society. My cook is deaf and knows not to enter any of the house's rooms until we have left them. Her discretion is only exceeded by her culinary mastery. I'm certain you were curious after you received my invitation. It is not generally accepted for a therapist to enjoy a romantic evening with her patient, no matter how appealing. You must have questions. I was educated in Vienna and Prague, but my true schooling began once I began to explore the world. I've been to many places which cultured Europeans call savage. I have found no savagery, only honesty, courtesy, and wisdom lost to us. This has lent me a unique understanding and allowed me to blend the science of the alienist with the sorcery of the Golden Dawn. What is my goal? Why, what every healer's goal should be? To liberate mankind from suffering, whether of the body or mind. This is why you are of particular interest to me. You are intelligent, educated, strong-willed and unafraid to speak your mind, even when men turn their disapproval on you. And, if you permit me, you are most desirable of form. I find your eyes to be particularly enchanting. No flattery is intended. Whenever possible, I choose beautiful subjects. My work, as it pertains to you, is this. You are lovely and unique, but you fear pleasure. You fear even to be associated with pleasure, and you are doomed to be unfulfilled without professional intervention. Oh no, I do not claim that this is your fault. You have been initiated in the dull, moralistic order of our day. You are expected to be subservient and virtuous, yet still fulfill the sexual needs of a husband that you may or may not have any interest in. And as you have had limited experience, how could you possibly provide such? So the man seeks the company of a lady of the evening, while you are expected to suppress your very real needs. Simply put, my dear, my goal is to liberate you from false moralities and institute within you a more natural behavior. Oh? You have become uncertain that this sort of treatment befits a lady of your standing? Perhaps you wish to leave? Let us be quite honest with each other. If you were a lady, you would not be found unchaperoned at this hour, not even in the company of a doctor. You had no idea that I would invite you alone, did you? There might easily have been gentlemen here, or even fellows not so gentle. Of course, if I were a lady, I would not have modified your will with hypnagogic suggestion. Try the steak tartare. You won't find better anywhere in London. See? Didn't I say it was delightful? Naturally, you had no ability to resist my suggestion. This is a result of our sessions together. Oh no, please sit back down and don't try to stand up again. Perfect. Thank you. You shouldn't be overly alarmed. I succeed in 9 out of 10 cases. The other 10%? Well, the first kind simply cannot assimilate the new thoughts. They tie too much of their identity to their chastity. They inevitably end up in bedlam. Most unfortunate. You are in no danger of that, however. You very much desire to experience the ripe fulfillment of those needs you still deny. Ah. The second kind adapts too well. They lose all self-control and require regular servicing, or they are unable to function. I've had to design special mechanisms for this purpose, but they are happy much of the time. Are you so weak-willed that this will be your fate? Your indignation doesn't seem to be quite real to me. Tell me, knowing that the most sensual and illicit things are going to happen to you, and they are, what do your undergarments look like now? Would they perhaps be damp and dewy? We shall have to find out. You find my openness of speech shocking. I'm quite sure you will find your actions in the very near future to be much more so. Your blush is quite charming, my dear. You know, I should like to see more of it. Stand up. Good. Walk over to me. And stop. Stand there. Facing me. Why, your breathing has become rather rapid. Are you feeling quite well? I'm going to use these shears to cut that terribly fashionable gown away. Stand very still. I wouldn't want to injure you. As I cut, you will feel the layers of propriety being forcibly torn from you. This will be uncomfortable, but afterwards you will feel freer and more relaxed. There. I see your eyes have become wider. They are now free to wander over me, as is your desire. Perhaps I am being immodest, but I have had my share of women and men refer to me as being quite handsome. Now for the corset. As I cut this away, the false morality which binds you will also fall away. Your core ethics will remain, however. You will no longer be restricted by ancient and patriarchal notions of chastity and, God help us, commitment. There. I still have power over you. But after tonight, you will call no man your master. Unless, of course, that is the form your desire should take. You shiver. Is it from the cold? But you still have your chemise and stockings. Perhaps it is excitement, or even, perish the thought, arousal. Now you are down to the very core of your essence, that which makes you unique. I will not alter this. You must achieve ultimate vulnerability, however. Remove the last of your restrictive clothing. And let your truest form emerge. You see? I told you to remove your clothing, but I did not say to do it so slowly and, dare I say, seductively. That was your design. And it is very much appreciated. Have you never stood naked before someone who desired you so intensely? You needn't answer. I only wish you to consider it. If you ever expected it to be this pleasurable, I can see the evidence of your enjoyment as it trickles down your soft thighs. You look at me now with such heat. Yes, that is the word. I can practically feel the fire burning in you now. I knew it was there from the first moment you walked into my office. You will be an all-consuming inferno when we are done tonight. Let us start with your fixation. You often spoke of your dreams in our sessions, dreams in which you performed the acts of fellatio or cunnilingus. This is, of course, inappropriate behavior, unless you happen to be Parisienne. Let me just stand up. Very good. Kneel in front of me. Good. Now, slowly and gently, unbutton my trousers. Be sure to lock eyes with me while you do it, so that you know the significance of your submission. Did you just lick your lips? Very good. I see you are fascinated, but are unsure what to do. Not to worry. Raise your left hand and spread my labia. Now, lean forward and stick out your tongue, just like that. Give my clitoris a lick, slowly, while you maintain eye contact. Yes, like that. Very good. Now, move your head closer and lick again, with the flat of your tongue, forward and back. Yes. Oh, yes, good girl, like that. Do it slow. Make sure you taste everything with your nimble tongue. That's a good start, but you can do better. Relax your jaw. Don't worry if you begin to get tired, or if your tongue or your jaw cramps. Just keep going. Yes, good girl. I can see you enjoy the taste. A little faster now. Yes. I'm going to put my hands in your hair and grip it quite tightly. Oh. What a lovely whimper. Do you like the idea of your lover taking hold of you like this? Using your mouth? Let me show you what it is like. Oh yes, like that. Very good. You're a quick study. No, you needn't complete this act tonight. I wish to achieve orgasm in other ways. I could tell from our sessions that you desperately wish to give pleasure. But we cannot truly give what we have never received. So it's time to put what I learned in the best brothels in Vienna to the test. Come here, sit on the table. Yes, right here where I was eating before. I shall make of you a fine feast. Lean back slightly and part your legs. Do it now. Further resistance will be met with punitive acts. There now, no need for tears. I won't hurt you. It is the vulnerability of this position that affects you so. You've been taught that what you are exposing to me is somehow profane, fallen and dirty with the sin of Eve. I tell you that everywhere in the world it is a holy place, and we must all learn to worship at it. You did. And that was not profane in the slightest, was it? I thought not. Yes, I know it is strange to you. You are made to conceal it, and some men are even taught to fear it. But we know the truth, you and I, don't we? It is truly perfect in appearance, in scent, in every way. Let me just kneel here, before you, yes. I see the way you look at me now. You wish to shut yourself off again, to strike me and flee into the night. But you also wish I would stop hesitating and move my mouth ever so slowly towards the beauty of your sex. I am so close now. Can you feel me breathing? You wish to feel now what I did before, don't you? And there it is. The merest brush of my lips upon yours makes your body twitch as if struck by lightning. This is something you desperately want. You need it. So, we could stop here, right now, or you could ask me to proceed, and I will ensure that you are satisfied, as a woman should be. I knew that you would make the right choice. Good girl. Yes. I've started with some gentle licking and pressure. You gasp and moan so well. I should tell you that every man and woman prefers a partner that is so responsive, so please, never hold back. I'm going to become more aggressive with my tongue, as well as begin to caress the clitoris. Yes, keep whimpering and moaning, just like that. Beg me to continue. Ah, good girl. I'm going to put a finger inside you now. Don't resist. You see how the combination of tongue on your clitoris and a finger curled to touch just the right spot can make you feel. And here I will stop. Yes, I see that you are quite frustrated, but that is how I need you for the time being. Don't worry. You've been quite a good girl, and I'll make sure you experience release. Now, during our most recent sessions, we explored your deepest desires via hypnagogic states, and together we found a proclivity for phalluses of prodigious size. Some women find it difficult to achieve satisfaction without the deepest of penetration. While I perhaps flatter myself as being a skilled purveyor of all the arts of pleasure, I am not quite so endowed as that. So I designed a mechanism for this purpose. I have it here, in this case, by the table. Your expression is quite something. You are afraid and eager in equal measure. You are such a fine subject. Your future lovers will be quite fortunate. I see you are fascinated with my prosthetic phallus, but, again, unsure what to do. That's all right. Lay back on the table and relax yourself. Part your legs. Good girl. Now, let me just start this... there. The sonic vibrations will increase the effect. We shall keep them at a minimum until full penetration has been achieved. You are quite wet right now. We must make sure that my device is well lubricated with your lovely emanations. Now, I'm going to insert this. I will go slowly. Feel that. It's halfway in now. You're doing quite well. And such sighs and whimpers. Imagine if I were to put this in your mouth. Wouldn't that be something? Perhaps later. I can teach you to relax your jaw and allow your mouth to be used for pleasure, just as I am using other parts of you now, sinking into you. And there, it's as deep as we shall go. Good girl, you're doing so well. Now to engage the vibrations. Oh, yes. Oh, that's nice. Your back is arched, and you moan so deeply. I see you appreciate this manner of stimulation. I'm going to start moving now. Oh, yes. Yes, I see that you are. And I will stop here. Oh, such anger in your eyes at my denial. You will achieve release, my dear, but not a moment before I am ready. Until then, suffer. After all, you want to suffer, don't you? Do you remember the ink stains I showed you? You saw only dangerous predators. I finally understand what you were trying to tell me. You see, we are told that we must make gentle love, as if we were Adam and Eve in the garden. But you do not need that. No, you need to be taken. Ravished, as if by a soldier, brutally and without mercy. You shall wear tears like other women wear pearls. You should not be surprised. It is the duty of the weak to be meat for the strong, and you are such natural prey. Oh, you see, when I seize you by your fine hair, you tell me to stop, but that moan tells me that it is what you need. Now, beg. Beg me to ravish you. A proper lady would want to be taken on a soft bed. Not you. Good. Struggle. Struggle as I force you to the floor. Yes, I will push your face against the table, or perhaps even to the carpet while you present your cunt in the air. Yes, on the floor, I think. Arch your back like a good slut. I'm going to fuck you now, with the same prosthetic mechanism as I just used. Properly. As in your most secret dreams. Yes. Oh. Yes. Oh. Can you feel how helpless you are? How I might do anything to you, mark you in any way that I chose? Yes. Oh. Sob. This is how you achieve release. This is how men will know you and own you. The very thought excites you. Turn over, now. Why? So I have access to your lovely throat. So I may choke you and show you the pleasures of denial and fear. Oh, yes. Look at me like that, yes. There is fear, but I can see the way your cunt grasps at my prosthetic, as if desperate for it. Desperate to be penetrated like this. Can you feel the life begin to leave you? the way your vision dims around the edges, even as your orgasm builds beyond what you have ever known. And breathe, yes, so that you can beg. Beg for release, you filthy whore. Beg for me to let you achieve completion while I fuck you. Yes. Ah. Mm. Ah. Mm. Mm. Ah. Oh. Oh. Are you enjoying that? You are, aren't you, slut? Mm. Such a good girl. Mm. Ah. Are you going to achieve your completion? Achieve release while I fuck you? Yes. Oh, yes, like that. Moan for me. Beg for it. Yes. Yes. Good girl. Yes. Yes. Now. Ah. Oh. Mmm. Oh. Such a good girl. You're doing so well. By now you should be feeling the useless guilt and shame lifting from you like a fog on a fine summer's day. Ah, oh, I can tell you're ready. Come with me to my office. This has been quite an eventful evening for both of us, I think. You've been so good for me. I'm quite satisfied with your performance this evening, and I am a difficult woman to please. Do you understand yet? I do not apply my treatment to just anyone. Most of my patients come to me, seeking liberation. But that was not the case with you. I chose you. I wanted you, from the first moment I saw you. I do care for you, my dear. You've made me quite happy this evening. Oh, the suggestion? You were released from that right after I finished cutting the clothes from you. Everything you did after that was something you truly wished to do. You had to believe that you were still under suggestion, so that you were free to be yourself without guilt or shame. I will provide you with some sensible dress, if you wish, and ensure your safe and secret return to your home. Unless, of course, you wish to stay until morning. You could be my companion, my kept woman, if you will. I think you will find a new world of pleasure is open to you now.